Instead, the victorious force simply quit the scene, hoping that any remaining problems would disappear in the ensuing chaos. This strategy was partly successful in Mutal. Not a single dated monument was erected in the city for a century. Because the city's post-attack rulers had, at best, distant connections to the slain legitimate king, they struggled for decades to get on their feet. Unhappily for Khan, they eventually did it. The agent for Mutal's return was its king, Nun Ujjal Chak. Taking the helm of the city in 620 AD, he was as determined to re-establish his city's former glory as Khan's rulers were to prevent it. He suborned Khan's eastern neighbor, Narangho, which attacked Mutal's former ally, Oswitsa. The ensuing conflict spiraled out to involve the entire center of the Maya realm. Decades of conflict, including a long civil war in Mutal, led to the formation of two large blocks, one dominated by Mutal, the other by Khan. As cities within the blocks traded attacks with each other, half a dozen cities ended up in ruins, including Narangho, Oswitsa, Mutal, and Khan. The story was not revealed in full until 2001, when a storm uprooted a tree in the ruin of Dos Pilas, a Mutal outpost. In the hole from its root ball, archaeologists discovered a set of steps carved with the biography of Ba'alaj Chan Ka'awil, a younger brother or half-brother to Mutal's dynasty-restoring king, Nun Ujjal Chak. As deciphered by the epigrapher Stanley Gunter, the staircase and associated monuments reveal the turbulent life of a great scalawag who spent his life alternately running from the armies of Khan and Mutal and trying to set them against each other. Eventually, an army under Nun Ujjal Chak met the forces of Khan on April 30, 679. Maya battles rarely involved massive direct engagements. This was an exception. In an unusual excursion into the high flown, the inscriptions on the stairway apostrophized the gore. The blood was pooled and the skulls of the Mutal people were piled into mountains. Ba'alaj Chan Ka'awil was carried into battle in the guise of the god Iksip, a deity with a black-painted face. In this way, he acquired its supernatural power. The technique worked, according to the stairway. Ba'alaj Chan Ka'awil brought down the spears and shields of Nun Ujjal Chak. Having killed his brother, the vindicated Ba'alaj Chan Ka'awil took the throne of Mutal. In a celebration, Ba'alaj Chan Ka'awil joined the rulers of Khan in a joyous ceremonial dance on May 10, 682. But even as he danced with his master, a counter-revolutionary coup in Mutal placed Nun Ujjal Chak's son onto the throne, from where he quickly became a problem. On August 5, 695, Khan's soldiers once again went into battle against Mutal. Bright with banners, obsidian blades gleaming in the sun, the army advanced on the long-term enemy it had routed so many times before and was utterly defeated. In a psychological blow, Mutal captured the effigy of a Khan patron deity, an enormous supernatural jaguar that its army carried into battle. A month later, in a mocking ceremonial pageant, the king of Mutal paraded around with the effigy strapped to the back of his palanquin. Khan's loss marks the onset of the Maya collapse. Khan never recovered from its defeat. Mutal lasted another century before it too sank into oblivion. Between 800 and 830 AD, most of the main dynasties fell. Cities winked out throughout the Maya heartland. Mutal's last carved inscription dates to 869. Soon after, its great public spaces were filled with squatters. In the next 100 years, the population of most southern areas declined by at least three quarters.